This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing, and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, the Robert Scott Bell Show is on. Our Sunday radio broadcast is happening. We're from Pittsburgh, PA. And I'm joined by my good friend, Dr. Tracy Straup. We're at the Nutritional Frontiers Education event. We just had Dr. Judy Mikovits was on, and our buddy Jamie Dorley from NF was there. And I don't know what I was babbling about, but it all seems to be coming together.
It was awesome.
And Dr. Tracy is an amazing, I would say, if you can take what Judy Mikovits does and make it totally understandable for anybody, like, praise to you, my friend.
Oh, thank you.
You're amazing.
We're a good little team.
Yeah.
That's what I have to say. So.
Well, I love it. And what I don't really, I'm not really thrilled about is, of course, all the people that are suffering tremendously right now. And I kind of laid out what we've been going through the last 2.5 years. But the good news is that more doctors included are coming together, talking to one another, pausing enough and parking their egos outside for a minute or more to say, hey, you know what? We're not doing well on this. We need help from the naturopathic community, the homeopathic community, the herbal community. And there's cooperation like I've never seen in all the years of doing homeopathy.
Mm-hmm. And it's needed. It's needed now more than, I mean, it always was needed.
Yeah.
But I love the recognition. I love how people are coming together. And that's what we really need to do to help overcome this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people were very sick. They were very sick before. We're even more sick now,
yeah.
And, you know, it's going to take a village.
Well, and including the challenges that we've, you know, always had is trying to help people to get well, much less my own journey to try and figure out how to get well, to be strong at this age. And I look at what we're dealing with now, it's become even more complex,
mm-hmm.
even though the solutions are always going back to the simplicity of understanding how do things work. But so much corruption has occurred on top of corruption of cellular metabolic functions,
mm-hmm.
that's the complexity.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what, I like what's happening here at Nutritional Frontiers, and what Jamie's doing is really committed to that education process. And I'm telling you, there's a medical group that's meeting at this hotel. They're not learning a fraction of what we're learning here.
No. Yeah. I actually ran into one of those guys in the elevator, and he told me he invented something for osteopathic health. And I'm like, really? I was like, so did God. Like, it's called the sun, and it creates vitamin D, which
you
helps facilitate calcium.
Yeah.
I was like, you didn't invent anything. I was like, but, you know, it's great to build upon it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is sad because they're going to learn ways to suppress, ways to kind of circumvent, rather than fill and feed the body's need to be able to recover.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're learning here today is like, okay, these are the pathways of destruction. We understand that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have to give solutions and hope of like, all right, everything's here. We just have to learn how to do it together. And what can each of us contribute in that pathway of healing? So,
well, it just blows my mind that what we're doing here at this event and the other events that we always try to attend and be part of, I know a lot about what's in medical school curricula.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I wish they learned this stuff.
Right.
And now some of them said they wish they learned this stuff, but now at least they're coming to show up better late than never.
And a lot of people are here, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people that didn't learn now have the ability to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's like I say, you know, in the age of information, ignorance is a choice.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to choose better. We have to choose more. We have to choose to go beyond our scope, outside our comfort zone. We really have to do that.
So let's just briefly go over the things you're going to be presenting.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Judy set the stage beautifully. And I love because she can go to the deepest layers of science to say things I've been trying to communicate in very simple terms so that anybody can receive it and act on it. And it's kind of like what you do as well. And we're looking at the challenges to very specific, let's say, tissues, injuries to tissues, injuries, whether it be vascular, whether it be digestive, whether it be brain nervous system. And all of these things are happening simultaneously, but compounded than, like never before.
Right.
And it means the urgency with which we must integrate these things is very real. And I realize we can't reach everybody, but for those who are listening on the radio today or later on our podcast version, can we plant some simple seeds of recovery for them?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think the whole thing that Judy was sharing was the breakdown of what we call the vascular system, whether it's blood-brain barrier, it's the endothelial tissue, that wallpaper that keeps our vessels healthy. It keeps our vessels intact. And so we saw that more than ever during, you know, SARS-CoV-2 or COVID or vaccine injury. We've seen that.
Yeah.
And we saw people with blood clots. We saw people that had cardiovascular, myocarditis. I mean, we go down the gamut of things that we saw. So today I'm actually going to focus more on, you know, what should we be looking at when it comes to not just these injuries from the jab, right? But as a society, what are we looking at? And so I'm going to talk specifically about glyphosate, its impact, and how it actually works as a chelator of minerals, how it actually works as a transporter across the blood-brain barrier of things that shouldn't get across there, how it degrades the P450 enzyme, all the things.
All right, so when you say, for our lay audience now, P450 enzyme, we know enzymes are tools of life in a body, in a living system, to break things down, to transform things. So what are we talking with P450?
Well, it's actually a little enzyme that identifies and will scavenge things called xenobiotics. And xenobiotics is like a generic term, like xenoestrogens. Like xenobiotics are like bacteria and things that shouldn't get across the blood-brain barrier or through those vessels.
Do you see how simple she just put that? Isn't that awesome? You're like, oh, yeah, we get that. Yeah.
So you don't want xenobiotics floating through to your brain, right? You want to keep that intact, that integrity. And so there's tight junctions in these vessels that protect your brain, just like there's tight junctions in your digestive system that protect your bloodstream from things leaking in.
Right.
So when we talk about endothelial health and P450 is like the scavenger enzyme that's going to eat up things that shouldn't get through. But we need tight junctions to be healthy. And what happened was we saw the endothelial tissue break down. And that didn't just break down in our vessels that pertain to cardiovascular. It broke down vessels in our blood-brain barrier. And actually, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny wrote an article on tauopathies, which are the proteins that are affected.
T-A-U. Proteins.
Yeah,
so I want everybody to hear the tau.
Yeah.
So these proteins are also associated in the breakdown of a lot of neurological brain issues, if you will. You name them and diagnose them. But the question is that the disease or is it what we're observing and we're calling it a name?
Right.
As opposed to addressing, well, why did it happen?
Yeah. Well, the amount of breakdown, the amount of foldover, the amount of hijacking of those receptor sites that create those tau proteins to be defective, the communication then is wrong. Right. They're not telling the body to do the right things. So, yes, the expression is the dis-ease that we name, we code, whatever insurance wants to do with it.
Yeah.
But the root is actually backing down to, like, how do we rebuild endothelial? How do we rebuild communication, neurotransmitters? How do we balance all that? It does start with simplicity, but there are going to be some specific protocols and solutions that we have to use.
So all these years that I've been working on, let's say, restoring integrity to self, if you will. And that's a broad thing. You could say that from an immune perspective, but also just the integrity of the barriers. We talk about endothelium. This is something that I've seen intestinally because my experience growing up was just disaster, digestive disaster after another, and always met with a drug to reduce inflammation, et cetera. And even the things that would do like save me from infections altered my microbiome to such a degree that I had all kinds of aberrant things growing and I couldn't digest, I couldn't assimilate, I couldn't eliminate.
Right.
And, you know, it's a testament to God's great creation that we can adapt to survive. It's not optimal, but
it's actually.
Right. Yeah, I'm like looking back at my upbringing and what I ate, Tracy. Oh, my gosh. And you'll understand why I eat the way I do today. I got all of that stuff out. You know, and it was funny, Jamie was talking about earlier the idea of junk food.
Yeah.
Right. It's like there's not junk food. It's junk or it's food.
That's
you can't.
Right.
It's like you can't put those two
he
together.
Has great little sayings.
Really beautiful.
I love that.
That was awesome. So the idea here is how do we restore integrity to the cells of self? or, you know, if we talk specifically epithelial and endothelial tissue, wherever it is, blood-brain barrier, digestive, skin.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, all of this is related. The same principles apply, and yet you've gone very complex in terms of taking what Dr. Mikovits has done, but really also saying here are the pathways to help in a very detailed, specific way. And as much as I try to be as simplistic to the audience as possible, you've also found a way to do that to get people access to great things like, you know, the stuff that Jamie and Nutritional Frontiers are doing.
Yeah, absolutely. So simply, obviously stop the assault, mm-hmm. right? You don't want it, as Jody says, never another shot again.
Yeah, stop the shot. Hashtag stop the shot.
That's right.
Yeah.
I would also say stop the glyphosate. Like, you really have to be an advocate for your own health. You have to do your research, know what companies don't use it, make sure your supplements are clean, your food's clean. Like, you got to really look, because they lie.
Yeah.
And then third, there's simple protocols. Like, you want to repair endothelial health. That's going to be things like CircuCor, Activin, things that are going to really help with that integrity of the vessels. Increasing nitric oxide, as you always talk about all the time, so important for endothelial health and blood and integrity of blood-brain barrier, right? We need CBD.
Yeah,
we need it because it's a fat soluble. It will help stabilize the central nervous system until we get other things under control. You're going to need B vitamins, methylators, DMG, dimethylglycine to help with ATP production, to help with mitochondrial biogenesis. So your mitochondria split and your little powerhouse of your cell, you got enough power to do the things you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
You need vitamin D.
Yeah.
Get out in the sun.
Get
what did they tell
sunshine,
us? Sun's going to kill you. It's going to give you cancer.
By the way, you know, I've been lecturing a lot on copper, and I had one of the doctors here came up to me and said, because she came to the Advanced Medicine Conference in San Antonio with Dr. Batar, and I again spoke about copper. It was a brief version just to kind of plant the seed for it. And she took it and she says, "You saved my life." I'm like, "What are you talking about?" You know, and they tell the story, but, and I'm not saying that one mineral is all we need, but in an abject deficiency, if you bring that in, a miracle can occur.
Yep.
And in terms of protection, in terms of energy, we talk mitochondria, you know, ATP produced, you need, for instance, magnesium, copper.
That's
and
right.
So, with everybody depleting copper with zinc and vitamin C, and it's not in the food, same scenario comes up, and we begin to identify the most critical of the many deficiencies. And you even shore up one of them, you see, wow, it's amazing what, and we still got more to do, but that one alone is just gets you leaps where I believe people then go, oh, this is legit, this is real, what else you got?
It
opens people up, whatever opens them up and gets there. And Tracy Straub, Dr. Straub, is doing it. Such great work. And, you know, we connected all those years ago through our friends at Trinity and the Health Freedom Expo. And now here at Nutritional Frontiers, we're going to take a quick break and be back with a little bit of time before Dr. Tracy has to go off on stage. So we'll go into some, a little bit more detail, maybe on some protocols, things you can tap into from wherever you are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com. Sign up for the newsletter by texting RSV to 22828. We'll be back with more powerful healing after this.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, back at it here at Nutritional Frontiers Education Event in Pittsburgh, PA. Having a great time with my good friend, Dr. Tracy Strout, to open up the show today. And Tracy, we were just laying out some of the specifics, but very simply, endothelium. What does that mean? It means barriers.
Yeah.
The barriers that are designed by God to protect us from things we don't need.
Right.
And to allow for the things we do need. Right. And that's an intelligence that goes beyond anybody, any medical school's training as well. The question is, how do we restore integrity to it and stop the stuff that are doing the damage? Stop it. So let's talk about maybe some of the things that Nutrition Frontiers or other things that you utilize to help repair, restore integrity.
Yeah, there's a bug in here. Let me get that away. Okay. So the very first thing I'll say is, you know, what I'm talking about specifically today is glyphosate. And if you think about what are some of the things that are in the shot, the jabs, and even childhood ones, you know, gelatin is one of the biggest components in those. And so that is sourced from animals, hooves of animals that are fed glyphosate-laden corn, food, things like that. So
it's all GMO.
It's all GMO, and that's one pathway in, and people don't think about that. And they're looking at graphene oxide, and they're looking at this, and, and I'm like, there has to be a transport. There has to be something that breaks down the blood-brain barrier to get all that stuff in.
Right.
And that is the glyphosate. So we need to look at the main culprit, the main pathway that's, you know, deactivating those scavenger enzymes, that's breaking down that endothelial tissue, that tight junction that keeps your brain protected. Second, it's a chelator, so you're talking about minerals. Right? I mean, minerals are metal, so it's going to chelate all those. You're going to be deficient just by taking one jab, just one. That's all you need. And we just start healthy, beautiful little babies out just by sticking them all through their life. And then here we are as adults, and we're so afraid of disease, this big bad virus, whatever, but we're not afraid of poisoning ourselves. So there's that. So when I talk about all that, there has to be a way to like repair each level. And like I said, I love homeopathy, and I know you do too.
Yeah.
And there's a company that I love, which is named Does Bio, and I use their Omni Cleanse Kit. And it's just a great homeopathic comprehensive kit. I always use that as an opener. I use that for any activated viruses like EBV, HHV6, you know, any of those things I'll use that for. And then the nutraceutical part, I love NF for because they have such great stuff. You know, it's like patented trademark ingredients with research behind it. And so I'll put in protocols. But, you know, my whole thing is you want to increase nitric oxide, make sure you have an endothelial repair, love your liver, because that's where the P450 enzyme is going to be produced. That's what you need. I love Live Complete for that. I love Lean Greens for that. You know, B vitamins are a must simply because we lack the ability to actually methylate them because of how poorly we have treated our bodies and the things that we've been exposed to.
It's not a genetic issue. It's an epigenetic issue. In other words, we're destroying pathways through all these things we're discussing. And part of it is stopping it. The other part is reversing and allowing for the normal production, if we will, of these things that we can do. And then, of course, the MTHFR issue becomes a thing of the past.
Right, polymorphism, right? So it's like your eye color, that's a polymorphism, too. We just like to interchange terms and scare people a lot. CBD, vitamin D, obviously. You know, you need something for that central nervous system. And there's parts of the brain called circumventricular that are not protected by the blood-brain barrier, which is like your pineal gland, hypothalamus. So think about everything they control and are being affected. That's where your hormone dysregulation is going to happen. You're going to see infertility. You're going to see all that stuff. So, I mean, there's a whole thing we could talk about, but just so people know, like, eat right, drink right, sleep right, poop right, think right, pray right, you know, like, do those things first. Stop the assault and then get on protocols that, you know, will really help your body just overcome, detoxify and nutrify, because, you know, disease only comes from two things, not enough nutrition and too much toxicity. And if we can get that all out and then heal and seal the gut, good probiotics, you know,
and we've been talking a lot about how to address the inflammation without squashing the immune response.
Right.
We're not trying to destroy
SPMs,
immune response.
Right?
SPMs, it's another fascinating journey.
Modulator.
And we've talked about it with you before, and Jamie brought it up as well today, and I hope everybody will look further into that. By the way, if you want to get things from our friends at Nutritional Frontiers, you can go and use the code RSB15, get 15% off. If you're a doctor that want to set up a wholesale professional account, just reach out to them, let them know where you found them, but by all means, you can integrate these things. Judy Mikovits and I, we also use the Cardio Miracle for nitric oxide, but we also use other products, and it's not a one-size-fits-all, only one thing.
Right.
But these things are additions. The CBD that we get, of course, is certified organic U.S. grown. We're not glyphosate contaminating that. It matters a lot, and it's analyzed and validated. So, Tracy, were you always a science nerd?
No, but I had to become one fast.
Wow.
Living on this planet.
Dude, you grew into being a science nerd.
Yeah, and everybody can.
Yeah.
You know, you just have to take time to research.
If you want to be a science nerd, look how lovely she is, too. So we're going to take a break here. We'll be back more exciting. Who knows what's coming up next? You never know when I'm doing live remote events. But thank you, Dr. Tracy Stroud.
Thank you.
God bless you all. We'll be right back with more of the powerful healing that happens on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The U.S.
USA News update. Israeli warplanes struck targets across Gaza overnight into Sunday, as well as two airports in Syria and a mosque in the occupied West Bank, allegedly used by militants as the two-week-old war with Hamas threatened to spiral into a broader conflict. Israel has traded fire with Lebanon's Hezbollah militant group on a near-daily basis since the war began, and tensions are soaring in the Israeli-occupied West Bank, where Israeli forces have battled militants in refugee camps and carried out two airstrikes in recent days. Ultra-processed foods are deemed as addictive as nicotine, cocaine, or heroin by experts. A comprehensive analysis of 281 studies spanning 36 countries reveals that a startling 14% of adults are dependent on UPFs. These include items like sausages, ice cream, soft drinks, and sugary cereals, which have been associated with cognitive decline, cancer, psychological distress, and even premature mortality. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, we're back at it live from where? The Nutritional Frontiers Education event in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And I'm joined now by one of my all-time favorites. She's now a friend, Dr. Judy Mikovits, and enjoyed her lecture earlier this morning. I always enjoy your lectures, and it always blows me away again, as much as you know, how much you always seek to learn more. And that, to me, is the most amazing of I would say, if I can call it, properties of a real scientist. Right. Is the desire to always learn more, and on top of what you're teaching, which is just great. So for me, I joke about just smiling and nodding every time I watch you, and it's so
you
much.
You want to know that funny story?
Yeah.
In 2010, I'm giving a lecture in the Royal Horse Guards in London, right there in London. And at the end of the lecture, a lady comes up and she waits patiently, and at the end she said, "That was the best lecture I've ever heard on any subject ever." And I said, "Oh, yes," puffing myself up a bit. "What'd you like about it?" She said, "Oh, I didn't understand a word of it. It's just the way you said it." And I was horrified because I was glad that Dr. Rossetti wasn't in the room, because yeah, it's not our intention to talk
sure
over you. It's our intention. So from that day, I tried to find a way to make it understandable. But then at the end of the day, lean not on your own understanding. Please.
Yeah.
God's given us all we need, and when I see the redundancy, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, everything in the Bible comes true. The more you see that bovine interferons, humans can eat them and use them for food, or as a spray, as I show the Paximmune.
Yeah.
But human interferon won't work on cows.
Mm.
Recombinant interferon won't work on anyone.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah. Well, and I think about resonance, and I talked about that. Ultimately, yes, we can have an investigation and use the power of our minds to learn things and follow patterns and things. But there are folks that are just overwhelmed by this knowledge and this information. And I say to them, don't even concern yourself with it. The resonance of truth, if you're connected to it, the source of all knowledge, it's your divinity. And you stay connected to that and you will feel it, which your mind is not comprehending.
Right.
And I think what we've been unfortunately dissociated from is that recognition and that acknowledgement, that connection, because the false idols, the false prophets, those like the Faucis of the world that pretend to be knowledgeable and have our best interest at heart, deceive us with multisyllabic words and you know, white flowing robes and you know, all of those things. And so part of the journey is recognizing, yeah, the mind is a great thing. It's a wonderful tool like a computer. But if you let it run everything, it becomes destructive of all of the things we say we are for in terms of health and life and all of that.
Right, exactly. And just that God's given us everything we need, and that's what's so hard. I mean, that's what's so cool. When I don't lean on my own understanding, because, you know, Dr. Rossetti taught me the best science always raises more questions than answers.
Mm-hmm.
And that was that science paper of October 8, 2009. It like blew everybody away. It's like this.
Yeah.
How much? You know, one new virus, how many old diseases? And the problem was at the end of 2011, it was how many new viruses and old diseases have we created, exacerbated?
Well, let's talk about viruses for a moment. Controversial as they are, the virome supposedly dwarfs the microbiome in terms of sheer numbers. Yet if they are going to be able to succeed in saying viruses cause disease and kill us, then there's no explanation for life.
Correct.
Start there. I'm like, okay, then you explain life to me if that's what they're there for, whether they're called retroviruses or viruses, et cetera. And again, your acknowledgement, as I pointed out so early on, too, in my learning about HIV, is like, that's not what's killing people.
Right.
That's not, you can't kill somebody with that unless they have been utterly decimated and destroyed metabolically by toxic poisons and or deficiencies or the combination of the two. And then they kill you with the drug, which was AZT, the death pill, for instance. And so that seemingly is a struggle, because when we talk about the law of the terrain, there are those that go so far as to say viruses don't exist per se.
Right.
And I get the argument, because a lot of the isolation techniques are not the same as for what we call a bacteria or a fungus that can easily be seen. But also the activity of a virus causing it to kill you is something that they never seem to be able to go, here it is. I got it. We got it. We nailed it in everybody. And it's like there's so much that is missing that it creates this big chasm where we're still trying to figure all this out. I think one day we'll look back and go, yeah, we got it all wrong about these viruses.
Yeah. I mean, and they deliberately have it all wrong about these viruses.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, 8% of our genome is called human endogenous retroviruses. They're not infectious and transmissible by and large, but a few of them actually, are. And what we've always seen is that when you get an animal virus that's very closely like a monkey, we injected Vero monkey kidney cells in every polio vaccine. Monkey RNA, monkey DNA, that's what I showed in that, how contaminated all our vaccines are. And vaccines are synthetic viruses.
Right.
And they're not just
you know, magic Pez dispensers of immunity. And when you inject them and you bypass your nasal pharyngeal cavity, your eyes, your skin, when you bypass that, then you get sick because then you don't have your sensors on.
That is the thing. Is it the thing or is it how the thing gets in and where it goes?
Correct.
Because normally when we breathe, we eat, all of these things, these barriers that we have protect us so that those things never get to places where we have no sensors.
Right.
So they can't go and do things.
Right.
So to say that they are the cause of, I would say the cause of is the shot. This idea that we would bypass a million layers of a normal immune, you know, response or ability to see something and react accordingly to protect ourselves. And it's that violation, that subterfuge, is what creates the problem where it would not have been a problem.
Correct. You created, as we know from COVID, we created vaccine AIDS. And we've created it over four decades as we see the injured, all the dermatitis, all the inflammatory disease, asthma. I know Bobby Kennedy always talks about he's one of 11 brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody had any of these diseases. Now you can't put a peanut on a plane.
Yeah.
Why? Because you injected it in an immature immune system that hadn't.
You artificially induce something that would not have happened naturally.
Correct.
Yeah.
And you bypass the innate immune response, and it's that innate response that tells the adaptive what antibody to make.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a gut problem? Do I need IgA? Do I need IgG? Where is the site of tissue injury?
Mm-hmm.
And antibodies aren't everything.
No.
And people don't realize
the Holy Grail,
they're
right?
essentially, and it's like, you know,
It's a bad Monty Python skit, honestly, with our search for that Holy Grail via injection. Now, we get to the issue of AIDS and immune collapse. I say, look, I've never argued that the immune collapse wasn't real or that people didn't get sick, but the cause was always the problem. I said, this makes no sense because what they claimed this HIV thing was doing, wouldn't it do it in everybody if it was going to be the true cause? Isn't that a reasonable thing to say, hey, what's the problem here? It's not working that way.
Yeah, correct. The definition of cause is that every person with evidence of infection has to have the disease.
Mm-hmm.
And as we see in HIV, we identified by the end of the 90s when we stopped killing people with the wrong therapies directed at the wrong cell. When we understood the innate immune response, that was my PhD thesis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Magic Johnson never got AIDS.
Yeah.
Everybody was dying on November 14th, 1991, when I defended my thesis a week after he tested antibody positive.
Somebody
was immune.
Somebody got to him in a good way, I'll say this. I don't know. He's never really gone public, but I had a call from a doctor's office. Someone who worked in the doctor's office said, claimed in Los Angeles that he went in and got silver hydrosol infusions.
Mm-hmm.
He actually went truly all the way in terms of neutralizing those things that have gone in perhaps artificially, etc. But yeah, he's alive and well today. Why? When everybody else supposedly died. But as we point about, they died of AZT poison. They died of medicine.
Right.
And you know, so what do? We support the normal immune response, but how does that happen? If we don't restore endothelial and epithelial barriers as God designed it, we've got all this pass through even without an injection at that point. And you point out a lot, and I just talked with Dr. Tracy, our friend, about glyphosate, how it's breaking down the barriers so that we can't defend ourselves from things that maybe even normal metabolic waste, much less these scary environmental creations.
Because now you're poking holes in your stomach, and that's, you know, your first brain is in your gut, as our friend Zach Bush always says. You know, Stephanie Sen is showing you in her book Toxic Legacy, and we highlighted that in our book Ending Plague. We highlighted things like ozone therapies. We highlighted things we knew would have ended the AIDS epidemic. And again, it was the same corruption.
Mm-hmm.
And what did they die of? Pneumocystis pneumonia, TB.
Yeah.
They died of opportunistic infection when you take out part of your immune response. When you take out your innate immune response, Kaposi's sarcoma.
Yeah.
That was discovered, the herpes virus associated with Kaposi's sarcoma.
Mm-hmm.
It was only old men in the southern tip of Italy.
Right.
Where the virus was endemic. Yeah, nobody ever got sick until they got old and they couldn't methylate.
Mm-hmm.
When you can't express, it's your epigenetics.
Mm-hmm.
When you can't keep that virus latent, dormant.
Sure, so pointing to the virus is really not helpful. It's like a distraction in reality. And I remember, you know, covering diseases in Africa for hundreds, if not thousands of years, the things that have been killing people in Africa. Suddenly they redefined it. If you had one or two of those things, even in the absence of a so-called HIV test, you had AIDS.
Yeah.
Period. I mean, so HIV wasn't even the issue.
Right.
It wasn't an issue. And it's like, that's the thing
but
people get hung up on.
But we're seeing that now.
Yeah.
So SARS-CoV-2 is long gone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not on the vaccine bottle, is it?
No. Nope.
The vaccine bottle is the humanized bioweapon called COVID-19 vaccine. And it's a synthetic virus.
Right.
And people made their own cells manufacture the spike protein, which we all know caused the disease, and that they weaponized to kill certain populations like Jewish, like blacks, like Hispanics,
right.
like Indonesian, Native American. Mm-hmm. You know, these are the people they wanted to target.
Right. Now, I realize that this struggle for some of my audience, because we've got a lot of terrain-focused people, which I love, that rather than germ theory aficionados, yet the mere discussion of the reality of what they call viruses, I think we have to have the discussion, but also recognize that even as we do, it might be controversial for anyone out there, is that it's secondary or almost irrelevant in the sense that when we restore integrity, the cellular barriers, all of this becomes a kind of a discussion of like, well, it's bouncing off of you. It can't go anywhere. It can't do anything is the point. Yet to talk about it doesn't mean we say, oh, yeah, the virus is the cause. I think that's where people get lost. They hear it and suddenly, oh, you're claiming it caused it. No. Listen to the words. Let's go deeper here. And that's what I recognize with you.
And isn't it interesting, because we never said cause. Luc Montagnier never said LAV caused GRID, gay-related immune deficiency.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was changed to HIV and AIDS.
Right.
So they weren't the disease, just as he said. So we're playing that same alphabet word soup
right.
now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, SARS-CoV-2 caused COVID, the monkey virus. It escaped from a lab. It didn't escape. It was shipped around the world in a little vial in the manufacturing plant, the cells. And then they just made it a human virus by transfecting it. That means injecting it across the cell integrity, just what you said. The snake needs fang for the snake venom to kill you.
Yeah.
And so the fang is the shot. The needle is the problem.
And then the secondary, third, tertiary distraction is that we focus only on that and negate everything about how we can correct this,
correct.
Which has nothing to do with killing anything.
Correct.
It's like, hello, we can do this. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with one more segment, hour one here, with Dr. Judy Mikovits from the Nutritional Frontiers mega education event. If you ever get a chance to either catch it live in person or stream it, you got to do it. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Robert Scott Melcher.
All right, we're back here with Dr. Judy Mikovits. Is there a best website for you? Do you like people, or do you just kind of send people to wherever your stuff is?
Actually, the best website is therealdrjudy.com because there are a lot of imposters.
Okay.
Therealdrjudy.com. PlagueTheBook.com is also up and running again. It's been hacked a lot, PlagueTheBook.com. But you'll find everything there. You'll find, products. You'll find stores. You'll find things to heal you. You'll find what I do to stay well.
Yeah.
I isolated all those viruses, and I never got sick.
Yeah.
Never wore a mask.
Well, yeah, you've been exposed to everything. Why aren't you... Yeah,
I'm
you shouldn't be here, right?
I'm immune.
But the point is, you know strategically what to do. What does your body need to function properly, to protect itself? And you know what to do to restore it. We do a lot of the same things, in fact. I mean, we both did the Cardio Miracle product, which we really love, and I love that formula. I think it was a divinely inspired intervention for our friend John Hewlett.
As do I.
And there are many things you talk about here that Nutritional Frontiers has made available that are nice adjuncts to go to specific areas of repair and recovery. And, of course, detox, support of the liver and all of that. Anything that you might want to mention? I know you talked a lot about this briefly in your talk as I was inching closer to the stage going, oh, my gosh, they're making me take you off stage again. I hate this. I don't want to take you off ever.
It's so hard to explain because, the most important thing to understand is never get another shot.
Yeah.
While there's breath, there's life.
Hashtag stop the shot or stop the shots.
Hashtag stop the shots.
Okay.
Or stoptheshots.net. And this is Ben Marble, Jim Thorpe, doctors saying please stop the shots. And it's all the shots. It's not just none of them have been tested.
Mm-hmm.
And if you appreciate that, if you never get in another injection, you'll live. I just feed my God-given immunity.
Mm-hmm.
We're nutritionally deficient. We don't make vitamin C. Vitamin C comes from corn, and it's glyphosate loaded.
Oh, yeah.
So you need products like the Nutritional Frontiers and also Cardio Miracle with the Arisola Cherry.
Mm-hmm.
You need another source of Iceroli. You need to keep it keep your diet clean and not eat, ingest or inject GMO. So I like the book of Daniel. We'll prove to you we're the best and the brightest, and we won't eat your food.
Nice, nice. Now, it probably hurts medical doctors, not you in speaking of this, but to say, well, the homeopaths were right about this. And the traditional naturopaths were right about this. These violations of fundamental integrity of the body, to bypass them, to inject foreign things, whether it be animal RNA, DNA, human. I mean, these are corruptions. I think if we go to the Bible, it'd say, don't do these things. Now, they didn't write it in the same language that we have in the science world, but you think those concepts still apply.
Sure, because that's what Psalm 91 is all about. The only psalm with a prerequisite, abide in him.
Mm-hmm.
Abide in the Bible, abide in Jesus, and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
And then just live like that. As I like to say, we're created in the image of God, but the likeness is up to us, how we live. How do you live? You know, how do you show your faith? Well, you don't run afraid. You don't run afraid and get a shot, which nobody knows the context. How can you even take that clear liquid and inject it? Now, knowing nobody that's handing it to you have any idea what's in it.
Do you think it's the atheistic domination of the allopathic world?
The view
that there's no God and there's no spirit essence? Because, you know, again, another thing I love about you is that that spirit shines through. You speak about it. You don't shy away from it. And for me, that's what's missing in medicine. And as I say, you know, as a healer in my own right, and I'm not proclaiming to be better than anybody, it's just I recognize my humble role is to connect people to the source of all healing, and that is their divinity.
Yeah.
Everything else stems from that, including the intelligence that we get comes first from the spirit and then works through this machine, this body that we live in. But very often the allopathic world worships this machine and the mind and lets it run amok because it has no right or wrong. It just, you know, it's like the animal brain, even though we say, oh, it's so intelligent, but it's a computer and it goes with the program. And I think the programming has to come from a higher place than, let's say, the mental construct, the mental plane. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And that comes straight from God. And that's why it's not science. And this is what I learned, you know, in the Crimes Against Humanities tour with Patrick Wood. It's scientism. It's a cult.
Yes.
And then I went to my pastor, Rob McCoy, and I said, what do I do, Rob? He said, have you ever seen the other part of Darwin's Evolution of the Species? And I said, no. And he showed me the book title. And it said, or the preservation of favored races in the struggle for life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait a minute. God doesn't play favorites.
No.
All men are created equal, and we're one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Amen.
That's who we are.
Amen. Shout out to my dearly departed friend, Liam Sheff. He wrote about a lot of these things in his book, Official Stories, and just saw it in a humorous way in the midst of all the tragedies that we've witnessed. And Dr. Judy Mikovits, thank you for inspiring and uplifting so many and tapping into the intelligence that is, I believe, godly, not of, let's say, the ego of man.
Right.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break. Be back with another Hour of Healing after this. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show, where I simply remind you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.